Hello and welcome to Redeeming the Time with Pastors James and Letha Turner. The average person spends 13 hours a year on hold with an operator, over 40 hours a year just waiting in traffic, and over 1,800 hours a year watching television or on social media. Pastor James says, why not redeem some of that wasted time on memorizing God's Word? Join Pastor James and his wife Letha every day to memorize powerful Bible verses that will encourage you, convict you, challenge you, inspire you, and equip you. They teach these powerful verses in such a way that even a young child can memorize these verses. So grab your family and let's get into God's Word together.
Hello and welcome to Redeeming the Time, where we are memorizing God's Word 7 days a week. This week we are memorizing powerful scriptures on the Holy Spirit. Today we will be memorizing Acts 1:8 in the New King James Version. The first part of Acts 1:8 says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me." We're going to break that down in a couple of different sections, but before we do, everybody say Acts 1:8 three times.
Acts 1:8.
Again, Acts 1:8. One more time.
Acts 1:8.
Now repeat this, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Again, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." Again, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." Again, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." One more time. "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you." Then the last part of it says, "And you shall be witnesses to me." Everybody say that five times. "And you shall be witnesses to me." Again. "And you shall be witnesses to me." Again. "And you shall be witnesses to me." Two more times. "And you shall be witnesses to me." One more. "And you shall be witnesses to me." Now let's put that powerful verse together, Acts 1:8, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me." And let's say it together five times. Acts 1:8. "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me." Acts 1:8. Again, Acts 1:8. "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me." Acts 1:8. Again, Acts 1:8. "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me." Acts 1:8. Again, Acts 1:8. "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me." Acts 1:8. One more time, everybody out there, good and loud. Acts 1:8. "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me." We just memorized the first section of that verse. I encourage everybody out there to memorize the rest of that verse on your own.
Thank you for joining Pastors James and his wife Letha on the Holy Spirit Broadcasting Network. James and Letha Turner are pastors, teachers, evangelists, and Assemblies of God U.S. missionaries. In the past 20 years, they have raised up thousands of believers and dozens of ministries that minister on the streets, under bridges, in the projects, and in the hood. They are passionate about preaching the gospel, reaching the lost, loving on the homeless, and rescuing women from the life of drugs and prostitution. To learn more about their ministry, or to partner with them to plant inner-city churches all over America, go to their website today at bridgethegap.net.